Four more of Bradford's historic farmhouses are on track to be recognized with heritage status. Based on recommendations from the Heritage Committee, Council approved designating the properties under the Ontario Heritage Act during its regular meeting on October 15. The committee made those recommendations during their September 26 meeting based on reports from Thomas Dissert, senior planner for the town, who completed the evaluations of the properties, all of which he found to have both architectural and historical value from the early settlers who built them. Council approved the Heritage Committee minutes and recommendations without discussion, but when it came to adopting a bylaw for the Earl Row property, Ward 2 Caun. Jonathan Scott, who also sits on the Heritage Committee, noted that more heritage designations have been approved this term than in any other term of council, and there are still more to come. Luckily, the timeline has been extended by 2 years for staff and the committee to review a long list of potential properties. The deadline for municipalities to issue notice of intention to designate properties was extended from January 1, 2025, to January 1, 2027 as part of Provincial Bill 200, the Homeowner Protection Act, which received royal assent on June 6. Hughes House. The Hughes House is seen at 1641 County Road 27 in a photo included in a cultural heritage evaluation report by Thomas Dissert. Supplied photo. The Hughes House is a Georgian two-story farmhouse built around 1845, located at 1641 County Road 27 on a 30.47 hectare, 75-acre, property on the west side of County Road 27, north of Highway 9, according to Dissert's report. The property was added to the town's Municipal Heritage Register in 2015, and is surrounded by several other nearby listed properties. In terms of the architectural value, Dissert notes the home is an exemplary model of Georgian architecture. It features a three-bay, symmetrical facade with dichromatic brickwork at the corners and throughout, gable-end roofs, and while it has only one central chimney now, photos of the original home show the possibility of chimneys on both ends. While the house is a central block, an addition and a more modern garage were added since about 1978 or earlier. In terms of historical value, Dissert explains the Hughes House is linked to the Hughes family, who were early settlers, Quakers and active farmers that contributed to the growth and development of the town and the development of the hamlet of Dunkerin. West Howard House. The West Howard House is seen at 4029 Line 6 in a photo included in the Cultural Heritage Evaluation Report by Thomas Dissert. Supplied photo. The West Howard House is a 1.5-story Ontario vernacular farmhouse built around 1845, located at 4029 Line 6 on a 1.2-hectare, 2.96-acre, property east of County Road 27, according to Dissert's report. He notes the house is an excellent example of 19th-century farmhouse design, featuring a five-bay facade, end gable roof and a stone smokehouse in the rear yard. The property was added to the town's Municipal Heritage Register in 2015, and is surrounded by several other nearby listed properties. The house is linked to the Howard and West families, both of which were early settlers and active farmers who contributed to the growth and development of the Bradford, West Gwillimbury community. Armson Wood House. The Armson Wood House is seen at 3778 County Road 88 in a photo included in the Cultural Heritage Evaluation Report by Thomas Dissert. Supplied photo. The Armson Wood House is a two-story Georgian farmhouse built around 1845, located at 3778 County Road 88 on a 40.3 hectare, 99-acre, property west of Highway 400, according to Dissert's report. He notes the house is an exemplary model of Georgian architecture, featuring a symmetrical 5-over-5 facade, a gable-end roof and is also one of few remaining mud-block-constructed homes in West Gwillimbury, Simcoe County. The property was added to the town's Municipal Heritage Register in 2015, and is surrounded by several other nearby listed properties. The house is linked to the Armson and Woods families, both of which were early settlers and active farmers who contributed to the growth and development of the Bradford, West Gwillimbury community. William Armson, the first owner of the property, went on to be the longest-serving warden of the county of Simcoe, according to the report. Goodfellow, Williams House. The Goodfellow, Williams House is seen at 3423 County Road 88 in a photo included in the Cultural Heritage Evaluation Report by Thomas Dissert. Supplied photo. The Goodfellow, Williams House is a Gothic Revival, neoclassical 1.5-story brick farmhouse built around 1865, located at 3423 County Road 88 on a 63-hectare, 155-acre, property on the south side of County Road 88, west of Highway 400, according to Dissert's report. The property was added to the town's Municipal Heritage Register in 2015, and is surrounded by several other nearby listed properties. The home features a steep gable roof with a central front temple pediment gable, decorative bargeboard under the roof detail, symmetrical massing, red brick, interior chimneys on both sides of the house and a wooden veranda with balcony above, traditional 6x6 windows, and the home sits on a fieldstone, rubble foundation. The house is linked with the Goodfellow and Williams families, both of which were early settlers and active farmers who contributed to the growth and development of the Bradford, West Gwillimbury community. Earl Row Property. The Earl Row House is seen at 4306 Line 10 in Newton Robinson on October 11, 2024. Michael Owen, Bradford Today. Also based on advice from Dissert, and in response to a request from the Land Registry Office, the committee recommended and council approved a clerical update to the heritage designation bylaw to ensure proper legal description of the Earl Row property at 4304-4306 Line 10. Council previously approved designating the property under the Heritage Act on February 1, 2022, a process which took multiple years. William Earl Row was Ontario's 20th Lieutenant Governor and a major contributor to both Newton Robinson and the township of West Gwillimbury. Row lived in the farmhouse, an example of Gothic Revival architecture, from 1917 to 1984. With files from Jenny Dunning and Patrick Bales.